Yeah, I mean, I'll just have to start a new streak there. The run was fun. A little embarrassed about the leap. I was pretty tired. It took me most of the next possession when we were on defense to catch my breath, but we'll see what happens.
So how do you feel about where you guys are sitting now, 3 games ago?
I feel real good. I mean, this is – I kind of did some foreshadowing in the last couple of weeks about this is how some of these games are going to go. You know, it's going to be ugly at times, but the main thing is the wins. We're 9-4 right now. We're in first in the division by a game, putting ourselves in a good position, not only for the division, but, you know, potentially maybe a first-round bye. So division is the first goal, and getting to 10 wins, and we can start talking about the P word, and, you know, we can wrap things up next week. Tough opponent, tough place to play, a lot on the line.
What did a good seven-play drive all runs?
You should have a couple passes in there. Would have been nice. No, it's fun. I mean, we had three different backs carry the ball on that drive. Alex did a good job on that third down, getting that first down on the draw play. Came back with RG, you know, his first carry. Crowd was excited. He busts off an explosive gain and finished it off with DeJuan with, you know, a very well-blocked play. It's fun. Those three guys offer different things to the run game. Excited about 26. I think he brings a little something extra there. He's been doing it in practice. Give him a lot of credit. You've seen a lot of guys over my 8 years who've come in, been practice squad players, showed up, practiced really well, got an opportunity, and made some plays. He's one of them.
You guys were up throwing out some Matthews boys, and you get a touchdown with Harris, like Daniel. You don't throw it TDs and run for long, but you get contribution and a win for the guys like that. What does it mean, I guess, the team around them? They step up. Guys you wouldn't expect necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't quite expect those guys, but Scrappy with the big play there on that fumble recovery and touchdown, that's his nickname. Not sure if it's self-appointed, but he looked pretty athletic on that play. And then DeJuan, you know, we've kind of been talking about a lot in practice. I wanted to get him some carries last week, but Ryan and Alex and James ran the ball really well, so started off the game, gave him the ball. He had a big time run, explosive runs for us. Ran a guy over and gave him a couple more opportunities and made the most of him.
What's the special thing you see in him? Quickness or?
Well, he just has unique agility. I think he's able to make those jump cuts, which I can only dream about. It's pretty impressive to watch him in practice. Those guys have a hard time tagging off or you know, getting a hit on him. So I think he. He's obviously got to learn the playbook a little more to get him some plays where he's not running the ball so the teams don't know when he comes in we're just going to run it. But I think he has the opportunity to get some more playing time as the season, you know, goes on.
Is there some satisfaction that you don't have to put up big numbers necessarily passing and that you can still win and the offense can still function?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've put up, you know, plenty of numbers in the past and we've won a lot of games here. Like I've said before, when you go through a season like last year, you realize that the numbers and the wins in the regular season are nice, but it's all about the championships, especially after you've accomplished a lot of individual goals. So we're going to keep on preparing, and we'd love to be a more explosive offense at this point in the season, but we got to get healthy in some areas, and we're going to have to win some games like this.
With Don on the right side, considering their pass rush was the plan, really to get it out of your hands quicker, like –
Yeah, I think so. We wanted to get the ball in Randall's hand in space. But again, I think Don played really well. There was, you know, I think their guys were trying to get after him a little bit, kind of get in his head, and I think he did a good job. We gave him some help on some plays and had some runs to his side early to get him kind of into the flow of the game. But I think he continues to get better, and like he's got a bright future.
The 21-year win streak against the Lions here mean to you, if anything?
It was actually on my mind. When it was 14-0, I was thinking this would be a waste of a beautiful day to end that streak. Playing in the snow with a great crowd. We've, for whatever reason, been able to come on the right side of the meetings with the Lions the last 21 times, and hopefully we can keep that going as long as I'm playing here.
Ryan, was it difficult to get into rhythm offensively, considering the
5 minutes of possession.
They had the first half.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we had not much time with the ball there in the first half. They dominated the possession. It seemed like every third down they were converting, and I know they were close to 70% on third down. That's how you keep drives going. We were fortunate to get Scrappy's fumble and Sam with the big interception because it was we had a first possession. I fumbled, took points off the board. Next possession, we had a chance to get down in there tight. Only got 3 points, so slow start for us offensively, but we had some big drives in the second half.
On that final scoring drive in the fourth quarter, they with the field goal. You had that 3rd and 11, the 36, and you find Randall on the right hand side. Can you explain what happened on that play?
Yeah, we were thinking about doing just a quick pass, get the ball in either Randall or James's hands quickly. They came out in a 3-down line, dropping 8, made a subtle adjustment to the play, give our guys a chance to get past the sticks, and the line did a good job. In the 3-down line situations, often you have to hold the ball a little longer and kind of try and find a lane to move to let your guys work a little more. I did that. Line did a good job of blocking, and Randall made a good second adjustment to get open there.
So on the touchdown run, what did you see in the pocket? You kind of bounced out of there, avoided a sack.
Yeah, I made a check to Jermichael. They were playing two-man, and at the top of his route, he slipped. So I had to pump the ball, felt some sort of flash on my left, was able to bounce to my right. Thought I was going to get sacked for a second there. When I opened my eyes again, I saw that there was some space to the right. Looked like I had a chance to get the first down. Jermichael did a good job of kind of staying on the sidelines, and looked like Durant was eyes on him the whole way, so I thought I would try and shoot through there. As I did, I realized I was getting close to the end zone, and the legs were able to just hold on long enough to get me in.
Here near the end of the game, you took a late hit from Nick Fairley. Wasn't penalized, but do you think that was maybe a cheap shot at the end of the game there?
Tony Corrente did not, so I'm going to trust his judgment.
Do you get the feeling, Aaron, that if the running game emerges here, that it could be that extra ingredient, that kind of missing link, that could make you hot for the postseason?
Well, I think we're just kind of waiting for some one-high coverages. We've seen so many two-high coverages this season. Teams daring us to run the football. We haven't run it very well until the last couple of weeks, and hopefully this will give us an opportunity to be a more balanced offense going into the playoffs and get some more of those one-on-one matchups, especially when we get Jordy back, and we can have all cylinders firing at the same time, and then a run game to boot.
Aaron, you won 7 of 8 games with all the injuries. When you get Charles and Clay and the majority,
well, that's what we want to do. I mean, we want to be playing the right way at the right time these last few weeks, and if we can get healthy as well, I think that's kind of the recipe is the type of football you're playing in December and the healthier football team. So we're not there yet. We obviously need to get Charles and Clay and Jordy back and some other guys, and then we're getting some young guys some good experience right now. So everything's lining up the way we want it. We just got to take care of business here the last 3 weeks.
Aaron, how slick were the footballs? What was the footing like, and how does that affect your timing or anything at all?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little slick. You saw Matt had the one slip out of his hands. I've had that done. I've had that happen before. The field was a little sloppy. Slipped a couple times, but I think overall there wasn't. The snow is better than the rain as far as what it does to the football. It doesn't make it overly slick, but did have to loosen my grip just a little bit.